Another sign of summer, unwanted hair. Commentator Todd Rosenberg struggles with his all year long.
I'm hairy, I admit it. Not insane, crazy hairy, but pretty hairy. It started around the time I started losing the hair on my head. Up until then, I had hairy arms and legs. Then it started coming in on my chest, and I thought it was kind of cool, like Alec Baldwin or something. But it kept coming in and going up and up and up my chest, and I was like, whoa, 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 hold on a sec. I think we're good here. We could put the brakes on this. Stop. No, no, enough hair. No, no. And then it went over the top. It was official. Too much hair. I couldn't believe it. In a matter of years, I had slowly transformed like a wolfman in super slow-mo. I was on both ends of the hair issue spectrum. Too much hair, too little hair. So for a while, I ruled out going to the beach because I was embarrassed to take my shirt off. And I also had this paranoia about getting my hair wet because I thought it looked too thin when it was wet. I dreaded summer. I didn't like going to pools. Whenever I took my shirt off, I felt like it was some kind of unveiling, and sometimes I'd give advance warning to people to soften what I assumed was a horrifying display. The thing about it is, I don't understand why it's there. Is 50,000 years not enough time to get the friggin' caveman gene out of my friggin' DNA? It's 2004, we're already living in the future. Why can't someone figure out how to just get rid of hair, like, permanently? How hard could this be? What is the holdup here? Is this like a Gillette conspiracy? Because I feel like if I experimented for a few months, I could probably figure it out myself. But whatever, that's me. I'm over it. At least that's what I tell myself. And I know some chicks might not dig it, and that's okay. I don't really blame them. I mean, I don't dig it much either. But I've settled into that it's part of me for better or worse, and I'm like a man, like a Superman. And with any hurdle in life, there's always something to learn, and my Wolfman Baldwin-ing did teach me one valuable lesson. When my hair first started falling out of my head, I remember praying to God to give me more hair. Please, can I have some more hair? So I guess the lesson learned here is, when you go asking God for a favor, you gotta be specific.
Todd Rosenberg's alter ego, Odd Todd, is the author of the Odd Todd Handbook, a guide to the unemployed lifestyle. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.